Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Well, did you guys hear about this? Apparently there's a company that is trying to stop all the quote-unquote wasted time that goes on in the bathroom by their employees. So what they are doing is promoting potty-free work days, where if you don't go to the bathroom at all during working hours for an entire month, you will get a $20 gift card. Now, apparently, bathroom breaks are supposed to be, let me see, limited to no more than 60 minutes per 10 working days, which is an average of 6 minutes a day. But what they're finding are people are before their breaks going to the bathroom. You know, people off on break, I'm back at the bathroom, taking multiple bathroom trips. All right, but, you know, here's interesting. Okay, for me, who uses the bathroom very, very frequently, and sometimes for long periods of time, let you kind of talk about this for a second here, okay? Because this could be a real issue for employee and employer. I love talking about employee-employer thing because I've been both. So, all right, let's talk about this, okay? You have to go to the bathroom, okay? Waiting for a break sometimes doesn't work. If you ever suffer from incontinence, urge incontinence, bowel incontinence, you have a lot of gas, you can't concentrate because you have to pee, all right? I would recommend as your doctor, I would also recommend as your employer, go to the bathroom when you have to. Okay, I don't want you sitting there holding it and holding it for another 45 minutes until you get up. Go to the bathroom. If my staff has to go to the bathroom, I tell them go to the bathroom, okay? Big time. Sometimes you can't rush going to the potty. If you rush going to the potty, it doesn't happen. You can't be clenching, right? If you clench, nothing comes out. And even though some of the young folk are able to manage their poops by doing everything in the morning so they don't have to do nothing, you know, throughout the day, that's not really applicable to the rest of the population, especially middle-aged folk. We have to go to the bathroom when we have to go to the bathroom, and sometimes we need to sit there, we need to play our Candy Crush, we need to do whatever it takes to go potty, okay? And Candy Crush is one of the best potty games. The only problem is you clench when you lose. You gotta make sure it's a relaxing game. Okay, it can't be a game that gets you all, you know, your panties all up in a bunch because then you're not gonna poop. Okay, so that's another issue. Now, do I have this as an employer? Do I have the problem with staff always trying to go to the bathroom, going to the bathroom 2 minutes before their actual break? Yeah, I do. And I mean, I don't really make a big deal about it when it's once in a blue moon, but I have had people where they are always in the bathroom. And it does get to be a problem productivity-wise. I don't so much care if one person does it, but then it's very contagious. So if somebody gets to step away from the phones and not have to deal with the phones and not have to deal with patients complaining about their insurance, etc., then it's only a matter of time that the other employees covering for that person is going to be like, well, when do I get to hide out? And so as an employer, you never know when somebody's hiding out or not, right? And that's frustrating. And so what's the best way to handle it? So this particular job, what they decide to do is so they don't get in trouble, rather than punishing you for taking multiple bathroom breaks or hiding out, if that's what they're accusing you of doing. Maybe you really have to go potty. Who knows? All right, they're like, you know what we'll do is we'll incentivize if you don't. Okay, if you don't take multiple bathroom breaks, will incentivize you. Okay, but apparently still members of the Teamsters Local 743 are filing a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board. So already there's going to be a complaint. I tell you, when you're an employer, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And, you know, this is what I suggest. Hey, if you're an employee and you have to go potty, okay, and a lot of us have to go potty, it's true. Okay? Then, and if you have to go potty though at multiple times, you suffer from incontinence, etc., just get a doctor's note. Get a doctor's note saying you may need frequent bathroom breaks. You may need to, 6 minutes may not be enough time. You know, there's certain issues. You don't have to go into your medical issues, but get a doctor's note because I think that'll at least protect you somewhat. Depending on the state you live, you could still get fired. If they think you're taking advantage, you could still get fired. Now, if it were me, and it has been me, okay, you know, I would tell my boss, look, here's the scoop, okay? I have irritable bowel. You all know that, okay? I will... by the end of my shift, all my work is going to be done. Okay? You don't even have to pay me for going to the bathroom. Just let me go to the bathroom. Now, I'm not saying you have to do that, but that was, that. You know, I waited tables. I'm like, look, when I got to go and I need someone to cover my tables, I got to go. All right? So I'm not, I could clock out if you want. It could be an unpaid break, but just don't give me a time limit to go to the bathroom. All right? And then usually the boss is like, no, you don't have to clock out. You don't have to, you know. And so they're usually cool. But, you know, show that you're not trying to take advantage. I mean, that's the thing. You know, employees feel taken advantage of. Employers feel like they're being taken advantage of. And it's ridiculous. This is a stupid topic. We're talking about going potty. Okay? I mean, really? Really? All right, but employee-employer relations are probably the most attenuated right now. There's so much tension right now between employer and employee. And the other thing, too, I noticed, which has really bothered me as an employer, and having been an employer for 15 years, you know, when you don't see the loyalty from the employee, you know, where I'm like, you know, really... You know, really, you said you were going to do something. We're talking about a patient's health. Yeah, and I mean, it bothers me. It really, really bothers me when I don't see that from the other. It's funny, you know, the more, I don't want anybody working overtime. I don't want anybody, you know, doing above and beyond what they're supposed to do, but do your job. If you're not going to do your job, then, yeah, there's going to be some loyalty issues. You know, why would I... But, you know, why would I fall over, you know, our finances trying to keep you if you're not doing your job? And so, you know, employee-employer relations over the years have gotten to the point where employers are like, I'm not going to get to keep my job anyway, so why am I going to work my butt off? And why? Because we saw people that did work their butt off and people that did put in the hours still get fired. That's scary stuff. Very scary stuff. Luckily, I didn't fire any of our loyal employees during the recession. We were very, very fortunate. We just didn't hire anymore. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are casting for a reality TV show that is going to be on a national network and looking at people with very, very interesting and unique medical conditions. Hopefully this show teaches people something, be very, very interesting, very entertaining, and make people feel like they're not the only ones with certain issues, okay? You guys have heard about my issues, and I bring up my medical issues all the time so you guys don't feel like you're alone. It's nice to know you're not alone in this world. All right, well, if Dahlia had to have 7 different shots of penicillin, you know, before the 12th grade, then I don't feel so bad. Exactly. You see, that's how we do it. Don't worry. Those shots of penicillin. Anyway, so if you are interested or you do have a very interesting condition that you wouldn't mind discussing, and go to my website. I'm not exactly sure how the show is going to work out. Right now they're just asking me to find people with very interesting medical conditions. Okay, and I don't know if it's going to be, it's not going to be a game show. No, it's going to be, it's not going to be exploitive. It's going to be, I get to have control over that. I get to make sure that everybody's treated nicely and that this is something that benefits all of us where, you know, we all get to figure out what the hell's going on. That's what I want. I want the show to be called What the Hell is Going On? Really, honestly. Because that's the number one thing my patients say. Well, the first thing they say is I don't want to pay my copay. But the other thing that they very commonly say is What the Hell is Going On? Now, what the hell is going on with me? That would be a good name of a show. All right, go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and email me. I'd love to hear what you have. Okay, so extreme obesity may be a disability at work. Now, this is being reported by the European Union. This is being reported by Reuters, where they say a European Union law barring job discrimination against the disabled may apply to extremely obese people. So you see a lot of headlines regarding obesity and disability. Now, what this is going on, though, in Europe, okay? We don't have right now, I don't believe, any specific ruling or any specific suggestion, which though I bet will be coming within hours of this report for here in the States. But the Court of Justice of the European Union was asked to rule on whether the European Union law forbids discrimination on the grounds of obesity and if obesity can be considered a disability. Now, here in America, okay, I mean, we consider if your BMI, you know, is over 40, that is morbidly, morbidly obese, although you are technically obese over BMI of 30. And so even though I think many of us consider it a disability and we consider it discrimination, if you discriminate against somebody who's obese, you know, firing them, telling them they're too fat, all right, I mean, that's not going to fly in this day and age in America. Do we have an actual law? I don't know. I don't know if we have an actual law, but this is a subject that I believe employers are already having and discussing, and I think it's a discussion we should have, okay? I mean, we have a huge obesity epidemic, and it's getting worse, all right? And I blame a lot of the foods we eat, the lack of exercise, the lack of, you know, getting out there in the sun, playing sports. I mean, my mom was very, very skinny because she would chase me around the house with a spoon or whatever, you know, to give me a butt whooping. My kids, no. My kids, do I run around the house, chase them to open up a can of Whoop-Butt? No. I sometimes I feel like I should, but when I ground the kids or when I have to punish the kids, I'm usually sitting down and I tell them, okay, no more video games, you're punished. Well, where's the exercise? Parents are usually skinny because they're running around, and, you know, so we do things differently. All right, I don't have to go out to a mailbox and wait for a letter and keep running out to the mailbox. Did it come? Did it come? Did it come? No, I could just sit on my butt looking at my phone. All right, so anyway, weight, obviously, with the way our system is now, we can easily add weight, pack on the pounds. Now, what about employers? Okay, do they have to, if obesity is a disability, do they have to now make work accommodations? Do they have to buy bigger seats? Do they have to buy bigger desks? Do they have to widen certain hallways? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you have a morbidly obese employee, what is your responsibility as an employer? Now, many of you will say, okay, well, wait a second. If somebody's obese, it's their fault. They brought it on themselves. Now, when we talk disability, okay, when we talk disability, you are not supposed to look at fault, okay? Let's say somebody was throwing a knife around like a baton, showing off for a girl, and the knife lands, falls on his finger, cuts off his finger. He has a disability, whether it was his stupid fault or not, okay? So, I mean, you know, a lot of people say, well, he's filing for disability, and it's his fault. No. Okay? You know, if somebody loses a leg, loses an eye, played with firecrackers, gains weight, regardless of fault, it's a disability if they don't have a function or they can't function as another fellow human could because of something they lack in one of their senses, body parts, size, etc. As a doctor, absolutely obesity is a disability. Extreme morbid obesity is a disability, absolutely. Okay, so that conversation doesn't really need to happen. It's a disability. Okay, that's a fact, very objective. Where the discussion has to happen, and the discussion has been happening, but not to the extent as other discussions, because there's so much else going on, immigration, etc. Do we use government dollars to support people with disabilities? Well, right now we do. If you file for disability, okay, and you have a disability, lost a leg, lost an arm, lost your sight, okay, our phenomenal country takes care of you. All right? Where it starts getting sticky is, all right, somebody gets themselves morbidly obese. They decide to file for disability because they can't work. Now do we pay and support them? That's something I'm not going to say we have to. I get a little grumpy with that. If somebody did not take care of themselves and I have to take care of them, yeah, that's going to make me grumpy. However, as a doctor, I understand that a lot of people with morbid obesity, they didn't do it to themselves. Okay? You know, many of my patients who are obese, they don't sit there eating bonbons or eating snacky cakes or whatever. Okay? They had a back surgery that failed. They have severe arthritis. They have genetic issues. And sometimes it's inherited. Okay? There are people that are very, very round. And, I mean, in my family, all right, we are round. Okay? I used to be the skinniest one in my family. I mean, you know, we were just, that's just the way we're built. And a lot of you guys that do struggle with body size and shape, that put an effort to it, do. Now, what I would suggest, because it's going to get uglier and uglier and uglier, the more we are strapped for cash, the more we are paying taxes, the more we are supporting our citizens and non-citizens that can't take care of themselves, what I suggest then is other types of options, okay? Like, for example, I brought this up with the unemployment, okay? If somebody is going to lose their job, rather than sit home and collect the unemployment check, they actually go straight to a government post and work there. So if you lost your job on Friday, on Monday, you could go to the nearby government post, which is in a very similar vicinity, and then you could, you know, answer phones, you could whatever, and there's going to be daycare on site. So there should be no reason to collect an unemployment paycheck at your house. You report immediately to a government post, and then when you're getting your unemployment check, you're working. Period. If you're able to work before you're able to work, then what about disability? Okay. If you do have a disability and you can't, let's say you filed for disability because you have back pain, etc. All right. But there still should be something that you could contribute. Okay. All right. Now, I'm not saying you have to contribute to the extent of the money you're making, but I think America will appreciate what they're doing if they feel like somebody is giving something back and not just sitting on their couch. This Boston Marathon bomber who collected welfare for 2 years, we don't know how the hell he qualified, that really ticks us off. Really ticks us off. In addition to the whole Boston Marathon bombing, the fact that he was able to sit at home getting, you know, government dime. So I know many people that if they do have a disability, they still volunteer. They still do other things, okay? And because, you know, except for obviously the ones who are comatose, no. But if there are other things you could do, if you could still walk or talk, all right, maybe there's volunteer work. Maybe you could do some work at the Red Cross a couple hours a week. But I think the idea of somebody filing for disability and completely getting everything for free is hard for the American stomach. So we figure out something that they can do and contribute. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the giant factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't want to answer this email now. One of you over the break had wanted me to talk about losing weight, was we were talking about obesity. And we talk about losing weight all the time, and we talk about obesity. And so for those of you that email me and I don't talk about it on the show, I'll email you back. You know how we talk about not so much calories in equals calories out, but making sure your metabolism doesn't slow down. That's the key to losing weight, making sure your metabolism doesn't think you're in stress or in shock or in starvation, so that your metabolism stays active and you make sure you feed yourself every couple hours. It's got to be something good. It can't be some of this fake stuff, fake food, sugary, preservative foods. These things freak the body out. The body doesn't think that this is natural food, so it slows down because it's like, wait, I got to wait and process this. And, you know, just in case I don't get real food, I'm going to, you know, hold on to whatever energy stores we have. So you want to make sure you're giving healthy food, etc. You also want to make sure you're keeping an active lifestyle. If the body knows you're having an active lifestyle, and it's feeding energy to your muscles and your muscles use up the energy, that's great. Don't just go from 0 to 90. Don't just start exercising like crazy. Your metabolism will slow. People that just start exercising for crazy, like crazy, no, they don't lose weight rapidly because the body, again, is slowing down. It's a shock to it. So you want to gradually increase your workouts, etc. But, you know, and again, I've talked to most of my listeners about this, so I'll write this person back privately. But I think the one thing we can talk about, if you want, is how frustrating it is for all the amount of work we have to do. I don't know about you guys, but it's 2014, and I woke up this morning feeling like I have never worked harder in my life than I do now. And I mean, mind you, I was trying to maintain a 4.3 grade point average in honors classes in high school. I was trying to, you know, get cum laude status in an honors program in college, trying to get myself into medical school. I was in medical school working 36-hour shifts. I have never felt like I have had to work so hard, whether it be for finances, whether it be for my weight, whether it be for, I just feel like everything is so much work. You know, I know a lot of you guys are like, well, listening to radio used to not be that much work, and now it is. I know, trying to listen to a show like mine, I understand. Doesn't it feel like everything is work? Now, maybe it's because we're getting older and we forget how to make it fun. All right. I see a lot of you guys with your workouts. I see what a lot of you do. A lot of you with your workouts, you're picking something you hate. All right. You're putting your mind to it. Okay. And you're doing it. Yeah. But I mean, you're doing a workout that you hate. One of my most fun workouts, although I haven't really had a chance to do it because I don't have a racquetball court near me, is playing some racquetball. And even if you don't have a racquetball court, hitting a ball against a wall or shooting some hoops. If you like shooting hoops, okay, do that. Do that for 20, 30 minutes. But have fun. All right? We need to figure out how to not make life so much work. Or killing a few birds with one stone. You know how many times your wife is yelling at you to clean out the garage? And you're like, I don't want to just clean. Okay, well, how do you make it fun? Well, maybe how you make it fun is you find stuff that you could sell and either sell it on eBay or turn it into a garage sale. Or let's say you really love donating. You go through the garage, anything you and the kids think you could donate, you pull it out, you get as much as possible in those boxes, and you feel some sort of a sense of a reward, whether it be a financial reward or a altruistic reward. But I would suggest, if we really want to work on our health and really want to work on our psyche and we want to work on our obesity and our weight, is come up with something fun. You know, I started to get burned out. Everybody said in medicine, by 10 years, you start to burn out. And before that, I was like, what? No way. I'm Dahlia. I got energy up the yin-yang. Okay? I could just sell pieces of skin as energy drinks. I mean, I am energy buddy, energizer. Leave me alone. I'm fine. I'm not going to burn out. And then all of a sudden the recession hit and patients were just grumpier. Insurance companies weren't paying. I was about to lose the office because money wasn't coming in and I couldn't hire more staff, which was kind of a happy place for me that I could employ people and, you know, put food on their table and stuff. I couldn't hire anymore. So if somebody ended up quitting or moving, I didn't replace them because we didn't have the money to. And it just started to get very, very negative. And people were calling me at all hours. Listen, I don't have a doctor. I don't have money. So, you know, can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? And, you know, I finally said, to heck with that, I'm going to go into radio. And going into radio ended up being fun. And it was very rejuvenating. It may not be fun for you guys who are listening, but it's fun for me being on this end, okay? And it just rejuvenated me, which is another thing I suggest for you guys, okay? Find something completely, I guess, off the wall that you would think would be off the wall, but maybe relevant for your day and, you know, and something that you would like to do. And I've talked about this. Take a cooking class, learn to paint, sing, record an album. You know how easy it is now for you to record your own album? I'm doing that now. I'm recording an album. It's a holiday CD. I know. My voice stinks, but I'm still recording it. You don't have to be a phenomenal singer. I mean, oh my gosh, look at who we're listening to now on the radio. True, okay, you're not going to make millions of dollars, you're not going to, but if you want to record a song, and you want to put it out there, and put it out there on YouTube, you could do that. You know, I mean, some of you guys out there are comedians, you are really, really funny. And you feel like you're a failure because you can't make it to the Saturday Night Live stage or make it to the improv or whatever. The heck with that. Make a YouTube video of something that you do that's funny and you start, you just start your career that way. Now, true, there's so much crap on YouTube now, it's ridiculous. But what's very, very interesting is YouTube gives you this platform where, depending on, you know, your hashtags or your tags, etc., if somebody's watching some other video, yours comes up. For poops and giggles, I recorded a Star Spangled Banner song, and it was a very, very low quality recording, and my voice was low quality, and it's a shame because the song is such high quality and deserves better. But I recorded I forgot why I recorded it. It was somebody, I guess, needed to hear me sing the Star Spangled Banner. I was going to be singing the Star Spangled Banner event. I forget why, but anyway. And so I decided, you know what, I'll put that out there on YouTube. Why not? You know, for poops and giggles. And so if somebody is, I guess, looking for something else, that could come up. And then somebody could be listening to me go, oh, say, can you see? See? And I mean, somebody will be listening to that now. Okay, mind you, it's scary. Okay, I mind you, it wasn't that bad. Hey, at least I got the words right. At least I got the words right, and I didn't lip sync. Right, so don't go there. Don't go there. Don't go there. There's things you can do. Okay? Little 5-minute bits, something. Now, you may say, wait a second, why am I doing this again? Because you're in a rut. You're feeling sorry for yourself. You're not losing weight. You're not saving for retirement. You feel like that your life stinks and you're falling into a real funk. Get yourself out of the funk and do something you like, and who knows, maybe you'll be lucky. You know, it was very, very interesting. I was looking at casting calls because, again, you know, we're casting for a show that we're doing. And, you know, somebody, one of the casting directors had put on there, guys, videotape yourselves on your phone and just send us your phone audio. We're looking for the next reality TV star. And I'm not saying jump and do something like that, but your life could change at any moment. All right? Do something you like. The 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back. back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is interesting, okay? Many of you do not take cholesterol medication. You do not take the statin medications. You will try to lower your cholesterol on your own, and good for you. I'm proud of you for that. But again, don't let your cholesterol stay too high if you can't lower it on your own, because for every day it's high, you're clogging your arteries and depositing plaque. So I commend you for trying, but if you can't be successful, make sure you get some sort of treatment. So many of you will opt for niacin instead of the statin medications. Now, niacin is a type of B vitamin that has been found to be very, I should say, inconsistent when it comes to helping your lipid profile. At first, we thought that it would very, very successfully decrease your triglycerides or fats in your blood. But we're finding that it may have maybe more problems than it's worth. Apparently, being reported by ABC News, new details from two studies revealed more side effects from niacin, not only the flushing, but also they found increase in bleeding, infections, and they said for every 200 people that get treated with niacin, they found one excess death. Now, I'm not saying 1 in 200 of you are going to die because you take niacin, but in this one particular study, that's what their study suggested, according to Dr. Donald Lloyd Jones of Northwestern University in Chicago. He said, niacin should therefore not be used routinely in clinical practice at all. He said, for every 200 people that we treat with niacin, there's one excess death, a completely unacceptable level. He co-led a panel for the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology that recently issued new cholesterol treatment guidelines. The group did not recommend niacin, but said it could be considered for other patients. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, niacin, if that's a vitamin, it's not studied that much. So, we need more, how could you make a decision either way? Well, niacin did start to be studied more and more when a pharmaceutical company was looking at adding it to one of its pharmaceuticals. Oh, here it is, Tradaptive, a Merck and Company combo of niacin and an anti-flushing medicine. So and I think Abbott Laboratories has been selling Niaspan. Niaspan is a pharmaceutical niacin form, and it's not supposed to have the flushing like other niacin. So once pharmaceutical companies got involved, yes, we did start to get data. And I'm not saying pharmaceutical companies are our savior, but what I'm saying is the private market did get involved. And that's why we are starting to see more and more studies. It's a shame niacin wasn't studied prior, but again, if nobody is going to benefit from putting the millions of dollars into a study, then it's not going to get done. And generic companies do not get to corner the market. A pharmaceutical company does on a brand name. So a pharmaceutical company could ensure that they're going to get money back for their research by patenting the formulation with that drug. But a generic company, a Dr. Dahlia brand, no, not going to work. All right, because somebody could say, well, I don't need to get the Dr. Dahlia brand. I could just go and get, Dr. Oz's brand or something like that. And I did all that work without getting compensated, which is a shame. These studies shouldn't cost the money that they do. So for those of you who do take niacin, I would suggest this, okay? If it's working and you feel good and you're not having problems, that doesn't mean you need to panic and get off the medication. But if you are at risk for bleeding, if you do have noticing you're getting more and more infections, if you have diabetes, if you have other GI issues and it's not even doing the job that it's supposed to, then you may want to talk to your doctor about rethinking your cholesterol medication regimen. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. People who have donated a kidney, they say, may have difficulty changing life and health insurance and hence actually pay for it long term when what they're doing is doing good and donating a kidney. According to a study by Johns Hopkins University School of Public Health in Baltimore, they're concerned that people may not want to make live kidney donations. Research teams surveyed about 1,000 people who donated kidney at their center between 1970 and 2011. Of the 395 participants who wanted to buy or change health insurance after they donated the kidney, 15 were denied coverage, 12 were charged a higher premium, and 8 were told they had a pre-existing condition because they were kidney donors. Of the 186 participants who wanted to buy or change life insurance, 23 were just outright denied coverage. 12 were charged a higher premium, and 8 were told they had a pre-existing condition because they were, 17 were told they had a pre-existing condition. So this was a study published, which always makes me nervous because I commend you for wanting to give an organ and not wait till you're dead or just about dead to give an organ. I love the fact that people are giving live organs. You guys are probably some of the coolest people on this earth next to those of you in the military. Now, according to the Affordable Health Care Act, because I know one of you is like, well, Obamacare should protect you. I don't know much about the ins and outs of what happens with transplants, etc. From what I understand, I mean, I don't think a lot of us know much about the ins and outs of the Affordable Health Care Act. I think we've been learning as we go, and we all know what an absolute cluster that is. But they say live kidney donors can no longer be refused health insurance or charged higher premiums under the Affordable Care Act. Here's my problem. My problem is I had spoken to somebody today. He was told under the Affordable Health Care Act he could now get physicals. He bought his health insurance under the Obamacare link, and nope, getting a bill. Saying all his responsibility. So, I mean, this really stinks. This really, really stinks. So you're doing something good, and all of a sudden, now, you say, okay, well, before I give the organ, how do I know this won't happen? Well, you don't. If something happens a year from now, 2 years from now, you may not. The Affordable Health Care Act better protect you, but if it's not, somebody from Congress needs to get off their butts and help you guys out, all of us out, especially since I want to donate an organ too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of discussion over getting preventative mastectomy, having your breasts removed to extend the life of breast cancer patients. Apparently, in recent years, more women with cancer in one breast has decided to get the other breast removed as a precaution known as preventive mastectomy. But a new study finds that over 20 years, the survival benefit between women who had the preventative mastectomy and those who kept their healthy breast was less than 1%. They said, we found fairly convincing evidence that there really is no meaningful long-term survival benefit. See, for me, I would still remove the other breast because, again, this is me, okay? I'm not being as your doctor, but as for me, my thinking is I have already had a breast cancer scare, ovarian tumor issue, so I am always at the doctor being watched, all right? If I could finally get rid of the breasts and be done with it, for me, that would probably be an option. I don't think if I had just dealt with breast cancer, through that whole thing with that first breast, I don't know if I would want to then, you know, wait around for something happening in the second. And even though I agree with the data, you do not have to get the other breast removed. Okay? When breast cancer happens, all right, it's very rare that you would get it on the other side. It is. Now, there is always the regular incidence of you getting breast cancer as if you never had breast cancer before, and luck of the draw, it just happens to be in the breast that you still have. So that could still happen. But for me, especially with the lopsidedness, and if I don't feel like I can cosmetically, you know, get the look I want to anyway, I would still probably do it. But then again, I come from a family with heavy breast cancer, so I'm just scared. The patooties. I know. What's a good word for it? I don't think I can find a good word for that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.